فعلا وانا فاهم نفسي.
Do you see me?
It's good Shiloh. In a doma schmieler ear. Right, Rabotai, you did I have a rye. Today we are doing Hilchos Shabbos for our portion of Judaism. This wasn't a joke, they should give share.
Hey, Shalom Aleichem, Chevra. Can you hear me and see me? I cannot hear you, nor can I see you. No, I could at least see Ben, although you're still muted. Shalom Aleichem, Nady.
Okay, I was getting ready to be your understudy for Shir.
Oh, you were going to give the Shir instead?
I was like, oh, we gotta get Shir started, you know, at least tell some jokes.
That would be very... honestly, your shir is probably as good as mine. Your jokes, I have serious doubts about. Okay.
I might have said fakert.
I want to try to finish up the sugya of Malabe. And if you remember, we have four shitos regarding Shriyaso Zahu Kibusa, right? The Gemara tells me in Zvachim that you're not allowed to throw a beged into water. That's called Shriyaso Zahu Kibuso. The Gemara says that by leather, we do not apply the rule of Shriyaso Zahu Kibuso, although by leather it is actually Kibus Libun. You can't rub it together, etc. But the din of Shriyaso Zahu Kibuso does not apply. With respect to Shriyaso Zahu Kibuso, the Mishnayim in Yuma, in Shabbos Kufir Aleph, or bothered by Akasha, how come you're allowed to walk through the water to go and meet your Rebbe? So there are four different explanations, and I'd like to just present a fifth very briefly. Explanation number one is the Perush of the Ri. The Ri says that Shriyaso Zahu Kibuso does not apply to a clean beged. Unless there is dirt on the beged, there is no din of Shriyaso Zahu Kibuso. That's what the Ri says. Approach number two is the approach of the Rabbi Nutam. The Rabbi Nutam says that Shriyaso Zahu Kibusa does not apply if it's derech lechlach. If the item ends up getting dirtier, acharei kechlos hakol, then there is no Shriyaso Zahu Kibusa. We pointed out that the Pre-Megadim notes that the Ri fundamentally disagrees with the Rabbi Nutam. The Ri holds that derech lechlach is going to be usher. The Bir Halacha himself is not convinced. The Bir Halacha says maybe everyone's going to be mekel on Derech Lichloch. So that's machlokes between the Rabbi Nutam and the Ri. The Mishnah Berurah says that we should be machmir not to do Shriya on a beged naki because b'makom isur dayrai, so we should be choshesh lahachmir. That was the mahalach of the Mishnah Berurah, that since there's a potential dayrais involved, so therefore we should be machmir. Approach number three is the approach of the Yireim. The Yireim says that when the Gemara tells us that there is no din of Shriyaso Zahu Kibuso when someone who goes to meet his Rebbe on Yontav or the like, Zuck the Yireim, that's talking about the fact that the guy is wearing lederhosen, the guy is wearing leather pants. Additionally, the Yireim has a kula, which is that the din of Shriyaso Zahu Kibuso does not apply if there is a very small amount of water. Therefore, the Yireim, and it's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, HaTayv LaHachmir, the Yireim says that when you wash your hands, you should, right, get rid of all the water. How do you say this in English? Just like making your hands just like move down and down. But according to Yireim, you should get rid of the water in advance, because if you don't get rid of the water, there's going to be a concern of Shriyaso Zahu Kibusai. We pointed out that a chumrah, which I think is probably correct, which is that if the towel is dirty, for sure it's going to be asr achayra. Because once the towel is dirty, so then we would, according to the Ri, say Shriyaso Zahu Kibuso, and that's going to be a problem. Although we have to figure out, you know, what's considered to be Shriya, and the comment of the Yireim that a few drops of water is not Shriya, I think, is accepted by most Rishonim. The fourth Mahalach in Rishonim is the Smag, and this is the approach that the Bir Hagra accepts. The Smag assumes that in order to say Shriyaso Zahu Kibuso, it has to be Kavanah Selakach. It has to be that you have Kavanah for the Shriya, and we noted that the Bir Hagra and some in Shin Bey's Sif Tes, the Goyin Paskins, like that Smag, this is all Chazara. There's a fourth Shita, however, that's worth noting. And that is a fourth Shita, but it's a non-Shita. Ba'afareshet sichati. The Mishnah Brura in the Shar HaTzion, Shin Beis Os Nun Gimel. The Shar HaTzion Ois Nun Gimel. Mishnah Brura is quoting the din that we say Shri Yoso Zehu Kibuso by Mayim. That's the din. Ken Kasu Kol HaPoskim Ulepele Al HaRambam Shelo Hetek Behilchos Shabbos Memra Derava of Zorak Sudar Lamayim Chayiv Vitzorich Iyon. Says the Shar HaTzion Ulepele Al HaRambam that Maimonides, yes, he was Sfaradi, but we believe that he knew how to learn. You have such a Messiah. But the Rambam tells me nothing about Shri Yosef Zel Kibuso. The Rambam,
where is this passage in the Babylonian Talmud?
The Babylonian Talmud says that Rava in Zvachim Tzadi Dalet. Rava says, if I am Zarak a Beged Lamayim, Zarak Sudar Lamayim, I'm Chayiv. If I throw a beged into the water, I am chayiv. That is the classical source of Shri Yosef Zel Kibusai.
My surveillance of 94B must have stopped a little too early.
Yeah, so again, presumably the Rambam learned Masechta Zvachim, right? The Rambam wrote on Kachim, he knew Kachim. How could the Rambam leave this din out? The Shar HaTzion is bothered by this Kasha, right? How come there is Hashmatas HaRambam on this din?
I mean, we know that the Rambam and others, already we've shown him, go based on, you know, what Masechta it's in, that the Ikar Sugya is here or there. So the Ikar Sugya is never mentioned in Shabbos. Just like
So you can't just say that the Rambam goes after the Ikar Sugya. But if I could find a Sugya in Shabbos that would disagree with the sugya in Zvachim, if I have a sugya in Shabbos that would say that there is no din of Shri Yosef of Kibusai, or a sugya that could be interpreted that there is no din of Shri Yosef Zehu Kibuso, so then perhaps I could be Mekel. Daf Kuf Lamed Tes Amid Beis in Meseches Shabbos.
I mean, couldn't you just collect all the Gemaras that we talked about with, you know, Nida and Amas Hamayim and say that
maybe the Shad is from those Gemaras. Maybe that's why the Rambam rejects the Gemara or Shri Yosef Zel Kibuso. And Ochanami, it could be.
That's
what I'm getting at. But all of those Gemaras are also Shalom Bim Koman. Right? Your Yesod is that a Sugya Bim Koma with Adif. So I'm going to find you such a sugya. And I say me, I mean my beloved friend, the Megillah Sefer, as such a sugya. Megillah Sefer, page 6869. Right? Think, even though you're on vacation, you still remember that there's a Megillah Sefer. Excellent.
Megillah Sefer. If Willig would just pick up the Sefer and kiss it. He's like, yeah, I left the Sefer
in the base medrash. I left it in the base medrash. But imagine I'm doing that. Zakti Gemara. Kuf Lamed Tes Amid Beis. The Gemara says, Noisnin Misanenes Hamayim Misanenes Hayayim Besudarna Bekvifa Noisnin Mayim Al Gabe Shmarim Beshvil Sheyatzulu. I could put water on top of some sediment, and I could strain the wine in a sudder. That's what it says on Kuf Lamed Tes Amid Beis. Noisein Mayim L'Toicha Mishameres B'Shabbos. That's the Zeiri statement right after the Mishnah. Kuf Lamed Tes Amid Beis. That means I could put water in a strainer. This is upgepaskind in Simin Shin Yud Tes. In Simin Shin Yud Tes, in the halachas of Borer, it says I'm allowed to strain Shin Yud Tes, Sif Yud, Yayin omayim shein snulim mutzal sananim b'mishmeres. If I have clear wine or water, I would drink it. B'lav hachi, there's no iser of sinun. But I shouldn't do it besuder, because of libun. I shouldn't use a suder, a kerchief, because of libun. But in mishameres, I'm allowed to use. Now, mishameres is also made out of cloth. What's the heter? So zakt the magen.
Mishameres isn't like a stiffer material, like bamboo reeds or something?
I don't think so. The magen, I mean, again, I don't know. Maybe I would have said that. But the Rishonim don't say that in Shabbos, Kuf Lamed, Tet.
Mm-hmm. And some sort of basket, no?
And the Magen Avraham, one second, let me just finish up. And the Magen Avraham in Sif Katan Yud Aleph is bothered by the Kasha. Kevin Daminam Bebege Shriyasas El Kibusai. Mali Asui Lekach, Mali Eino Asui Lekach. Amishameris is Asui Lekach. And unlike a Suder, which is also in the Mishameres, is Mutter, Frek Lemagen Avraham. So what? If it's Asui Lekach, there's a din of Shriyaso, Zehu Kibusai.
I mean, like,
so the Magen Avraham writes, that really we're following those opinions that by a dover that's clean, there's no Shriyaso Zehu Kibusai, or we're following those opinions that you need kavana lekibos adkan. That's what the Magen Avraham writes. And all of the sugyas that are bothered, and all the Rishonim are bothered by Akasha, they're bothered by Akasha of Shema Yisrait. But lecha'ora, the better answer to all of this is that the Rambam denies Shriyasu Zel Kibusa. That's what the Megillah Sefer writes. The Rambam denies Shriyaso Zehu Kibuso Adkan. Now, let's go on. Even if there are cases when I do not say Shriyaso Zehu Kibusai, if it's a clean beged, let's say, according to the Ri in Taisvis, or if it's Derech Lichloch, according to the Rabbeinu Tam, or perhaps if it's leather, or when I don't have kavana. But even though Shriyaso Zehu Kibusai might not be applicable, but there is an Isser of Schita. You're not allowed to squeeze it out. So the Ramah writes in Shin Beis Siftes, a beggar that doesn't have lichluch, you're allowed to put mayim mu'atim on it. You can't put mayim merubin, because gezeira shema yisrait. Aye. What problem is there in the schita? Lecha'ora, if there's no iser of laundering because it's a clean beged, so what if I wring it out? Why would that be an iser schita? The teretz is that schita is more chamor than shriya. And this is clear from the Rambam also, the way we just learned the Rambam. Because the Rambam tells me that we just said, the Rambam never mentions it in the Shriyaso Zehu Kibusai, but the Rambam writes that Schita is Mitzarche Hakibos, that I'm not allowed to squeeze a beged, ring it, I shouldn't say squeeze, to wring it out, right? Wringing a beged out is Mitzarche Hakibos. Right, that's the Rambam Perek Tes, Halacha Yud Aleph. Schita is mitzarche hakibos, just like hagasa is tzarche habishol. That means that even though there's no shriya, still wringing it out is going to be usher. Schita is going to apply. And l'cha'ira, this is true by ur, this is true by all of these things that do not have shriya, but there is an iser schita. So therefore, if I have a polyester material, let's assume that there's no shriya on it, but schita there would be. To squeeze it out would still be a problem. That seems to be the halacha. these are some of the dinim of Schita in Shin Beis, Se'if Yud Beis. You see the same thing as well. Asur Nagev Kais. If I have a cup that has a little bit of water in it, it's a thin cup, it's a narrow-mouthed cup. You're not allowed to use a beged to clean it out. Why? You might come to be seichet. There was no din of shriya. That's why I'm using the towel. Teretz says, even though there's no din of Shriya, it still is going to be a din of Shchita.
Yeah, but doesn't this make it very strange that the Shulchan Aruch doesn't quote a chiluk between soft leather and hard leather? This chiluk of that, which is a category of items which don't have Shriya but are still shaykh to Libun?
Yes.
Exactly this category that we're talking about now?
I mean, again, it could be that even by hard leather, there's a din of Shchita that's mamish going to be usher, but it is the discussion whether we hold of soft leather versus hard leather merely depends on how I learn that sugya in Zvachim. Right? How do I understand the maskana of the sugya in Zvachim? But it still is interesting. It could be that we reject that because we assume that the maskana of the sugya, right, we're saying that by leather, no matter what, there is no din of Shriya Zahu. There's by leather, there's no din of Shriya Zahu Kibus, and we're not going to distinguish in leather between sard, soft, and hard. If you remember the Bir Halacha in Dibra Hamaskil Avo in Shin Bei Siftes, the Bir Halacha tries to prove that there is a din of libun on leather, and there is no distinction between soft and hard. Again, this is all that very long beer halacha.
But I'm saying leather aside, I mean, part of the whole tension in that Gemara was, do all the dinim of libun and shirsa kibusa, like, all, do all these things go together? Is it all or nothing? And, you know, either, you know, you could put a leather in either category, but like,
but again,
if you reject that Gemara, then you say that everything goes together.
About what we're talking about now, we're talking now about actual schita, about wringing something out.
Right,
wringing something out is going to be a problem. Adkan, no questions asked. Wringing something out is going to be a problem, but what type of problem is it? So the Rambam in Perek Tes, Halacha Yud Aleph, Ein Schita B'Se'ar, Hu Hadin La'ar, She'ein Chayovin Al Schitasai. It's a striking expression. Ein Schita B'Se'ar. We'll read the Gemara about this in a minute. That's the Gemara in Perek Mefanin, Dav Kuf Chav Ches. That's what the Magid Mishnah quotes. Mihu isure ika. There is still an isur derabbanan. There still is an isur derabbanan. And that's clear from the Rambam. Because the Rambam writes, Ein schita b'se'ar, hu hadin ba'or, she'ein chayoven al schitaso, meaning that there is an isur schita, but it's an isur midivrehim. Ein chayoven al schitaso. Now, this sugya of yesh schita b'seyar, ein schita b'seyar, is a very big conversation in Judaism. We're kind of segueing from libun to refuah. And the Gemara, in the context of yoledes, kuf chav tes, shin chav tes, right, yoledes dinim. So the Gemara says that miyalad in esayisha v'korn l'chachama mimakom l'makom, you're allowed to call a midwife to come from a far area. Mechalan es hashabbos. Also, what does that mean? That even if she's a blind woman and she asks you to light a candle, you're allowed to light the candle because it's going to relax her. That's one sugya. if the woman in the context of giving birth needs oil, so you bring the oil. Directly, Gemara, how do I bring the oil? Typically, Mishum Schita. There should be an Isser Schita. So Rabban and Rav Yosef say, Ein Schita B'Seyar. Rav Ashi says, Afilu Tema Ye Schita B'Seyar. Mevi Ola B'Kli Terech Seira. Dekamad Ershel Mishanuye Mishaninan. Rav Ashi says that we could pass in Ye Schita B'Seyar. But you should still do a sheet, right? We pass in Yeshita B'Seyar, and you bring it with a kli, because even though it's going to be an Isser D'Oraisa being Seichet the Seyar, and that Isser would be relaxed, the Mokim Yeledes, still you should, the din of Yeledes is D'Chuya not Hokshra, so therefore, Kamadash L'Shnuye Mishaninon. That's the Gemara. So Ein Schita B'Seyar is the opinion of Rabban Rav Yosef. But Rav Ashi paskins Yei Schita B'Seyar. There are three shitas in Rishonim about this din of Schita B'Seyar.
Does Rashi paskin?
Rashi doesn't paskin. Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi is saying, Afilu Tema Yei Schita B'Seyar. L'cha'ora, that means that he really holds that way, no?
I don't know. I think some Mefarshim said that that's not the case, no? I know when, because this came up when we were doing Chafifa, you know, on Shabbos, so Rav Ashi quoted that there are those Mefarshim who say that that Rav Ashi didn't necessarily even hold of it. He's saying Afilu Tema.
Again, it's certainly possible. Certain Rishonim say that. I think the Rabbeinu Chananel.
It's not focused about Schita B'Seyar, like it's never actually quoted anywhere else.
Rabbeinu Chananel on that Gemara of Nart paskins that Yesh Schita B'Seyar. I think the Rush paskins Yesh Schita B'Seyar also. I think the Rush paskins Yesh Schita B'Seyar. I mean, the Russian Perek Yud Ches Simen Hey just quotes the Machlokes Rabba and Rav Yosef versus Rav Ashi, and he leaves it like that. So he quotes Kamal Efshali Shenuye Mishaninon within Rav Ashi, meaning he's assuming Yesh Schita B'Seyar L'Cha'ira. If he would really hold like Rabba and Rav Yosef, that ain't Schita B'Seyar, you should say that. There are Rishonim, the Rashba. Again, if you look in the Orchos Shabbos, like footnotes 89 and following, he quotes this Rashba. The Rashba on Kuf Chav Ches Paskins Ein Schita B'Seyar, that it's Heter Gomer. So on the one hand, you have the Rashba that's Heter Gomer. You have Rishonim who Paskin and it's Mamish Aser. Then you have the Rambam. The Rambam that we saw, paskins, that it's also midrabanan. It's also midrabanan to have Schita B'Seyar. That's what the Magen Mishnah quotes within the Rambam. Now, why? Why is it also midrabanan? Or why would it be Heter Gomer? So there are Rishonim who assume that the reason why it's mutter min ha-toyre to have Schita B'Seyar, if you pass on like Rabbi Rav Yosef, and Rashi says it on Kuf Chav Ches, is because it's napoleia. Anything that does not absorb is not subject to the dinim of Schita. if that's the case, so then perhaps the pshat in why the Rambam holds that there is chita b'seir midrabanan is because the Rambam is saying that seir absorbs a little bit. Something that mamish does not absorb, no schita at all. Something that absorbs a tiny bit, there's going to be an iser of schita midavrehim. It's also possible, and the pseudo-ran has this, that it looks like you're being seichet. The reason why it's aser midrabanan is because it looks like you're going to be, it looks like you are seichet. It's nir'eh kimo seichet.
Rebbe?
Yeah.
That first svar of a lot versus a little bit, is that like nesat devrecha l'shirim? Like, what's the svar? Chati shir asamin atayra.
Well, so again, so kind of maybe, but we just said this for 20 minutes ago. You didn't ask me any kashas on it. The Yireim who said that you, right, get rid of the stuff on your hands and then you wipe your hands on the towel is saying that a little bit is not a problem. Mali a lot, mali a little bit. Apparently, there is such a distinction on these sugyas. Again, nasatid varech l'shi'urin and chatzi shi'ur are two separate kashas, right? You kind of, in one sentence, you are mavliya.
That's both kashas.
You're mavliya two different categories. But lemaisa, halacha lemaisa, it's clear that ein schita b'seyar, but there still is an isid rabbanon, that seems to be how we paskin.
I mean, in Libun, I hear it because like a little bit of water doesn't really do anything.
Now, when I talk about Schita, there are two sugyas. There's a sugya, like Rabbeinu Tam points out in Ksubas Daf Vav. There's Schita as Libun, which only applies to water. And there's Schita of Dush, which applies to Sha'ar Mashkin, providing you need the Mashkin. The Rambam never quotes Schita of Dush. The Rambam only quotes Schita of Libun. That's clear in the Rambam. If that's the case, you have to say something to the effect of that even though the Gemara tells me that I should not use certain soap when I wash my hands on Shabbos, when I wash my hair or whatever, because it's going to pull hair out, but there's no real iser of schita on the level of deraisa. This is relevant lahalacha. You know, in Yeridayos Mekuf Tzadi Tes, the Beis Yosef quotes from the Kolbo, that the Kolbo had a shayla, how do women go to the mikvah on Shabbos? There's an iser schita b'seya. You'll go to the mikvah and then you'll have to towel off. No, that's what you do. You'll get rid of the liquid that's in your hair. Should be an iser of schita. That's what the Kolbo asks. So the Beis Yosef says, well, we pass an ein schita b'seya. So everyone jumps up and down and spits wood and nickels and they ask a kash on the Beis Yosef. They say, ein schita b'seya, but still aser midrabanan, so what's the heter? So in the notes in the new tour, they say, yeah, ein schita b'seyar, but it's aser midrabanan, but b'makom mitzvah of ona, we say that the iser drabanan of schita b'seyar doesn't apply.
That's also what not really b'chavana. She's not like actively.
Well, I mean, you really want to get the stuff out, no? You don't want the water to be on you. You don't want the water to be on you because it's a yucky feeling. You don't want the water to be on you for another reason.
You tell the women not to dry themselves off so thoroughly.
You don't want to spend an hour and a half in the mikvah drying themselves off after. Or a guy who wants to shower on Yontif. There should be an Isser Schita. Or a guy who wants to go to the mikvah. He's a Heiliger Yid, a Chassidish Yid. Right? There should be an Isser Schita. It's not pashut, right? I could say that for a woman, there's a heter makom ona. But for a man, what's the heter? Shulchan Aruch and Shin Chafav.
How's he going to violate tzchita?
Let me just, what?
How's he going to violate tzchita again?
Because when you go to the mikvah, you'll take your hair, your beard, you'll get rid of the water. It's going to be all yucky. Not only do you want to get rid of it because it's yucky, you want to get rid of it because the Gemara Daf Kuf Mem Aleph says I'm not allowed to walk outside with dripping water because I'll violate the Isser of Hotsa'ah.
And the Gemara there says that you bring it, you have to leave a towel, no? Use a towel.
The Gemara says use a towel. So Reb Shlomo Zalman says that there's zero din of schita when the water goes straight from your hair into a towel. Because the whole din of schita is midin schita of mefarek, because there's no libun begufa adam, and there's no mefarek if it's not extracted. If it goes straight into a towel, there's no mefarek. That's what Reb Shlomo Zalman says. Look in Perek Yudal of the Shmir Shabbos in the first footnote. But whatever it is, let me just finish. I'm getting another share at 12 o'clock, so I just want to finish. I just want to get a few more points in. But Shulchan Aruch writes in Shin Chavav Sef Ches that you're allowed to be Tovel Mitumas of Shabbos. Odom Mutar Lukbo Mitumas of Shabbos. The Magen Avraham is bothered by the Kasha. How are you allowed to be Tovel? Just like the Kobo asked in Yeridea Kuf Tzadi Tes that there should be an Issa out Tzchita Seyar. It should be also here also. So Magen Avraham says, you know what? Since the din is a din to Rabbanon, we're going to not be choshesh when it's haylich le'ibud by a din to Rabbanon. When Moshe Feinstein writes in the Tshuva about washing your beard on Shabbos and Chelak Aleph and Vigas Moshe and Kuf Lamed Gimel, he says a psik resha de lo nicholei on the Rabbanon is mutter. Wow. That's where Moshe writes. And that's how you're allowed to wash your beard on Shabbos. The problem is, the Magen Avraham in Kuf in Shin Chav Vav says that you're allowed to be Tovel on Shabbos. We're not nervous about all these Shittas who say that there's a concern of Shechita B'Seyar. Again, it could be that the only heter to rinse on Shabbos is when you have no hair. Right? So the Hasidic practice that women have no hair. No? It's unlikely that's the pshat. Who knows? The Magen Avraham is so serious himself. In Kuf Chav Ches, in Halachos of Nesias Kapayim, the Magen Avraham writes that the practice is that Kohanim are not Zolkei Klin Shosehem on Yontif, because since they have to duchen, and they won't be able to go to the mikveh the next day, so therefore they don't have Tashmish Shamit on Yontif. That's what Magen Avraham writes.
Manishtana Nesias Kapayim?
Because there's always been a practice for duchening that people go to the mikvah. For tefillah in general, the Gemara says butla tevilusa. But for duchening, they were more machmir. The Vilna Gaon in the Sefer Ma'aser Rav in Os Kuf Chaf Hei says don't go to the mikvah on Shabbos. But this is a machlokes between the Litvak and the Chassidim. Api the Arizal, you go to the mikvah on Shabbos. What about Shechita B'Seyar? Not clear. Not clear exactly how we get around this problem. You have to say something that it's holy for Ibud and in Kavanoso. You have to say something. It's not abundantly clear what the heter is. If it just gets absorbed into the towel, l'cha'ora, like Rav Shlomo Zalman said, that's not called Shechita. But it's not 1,000,000% clear how we deal with the kasha. The teretz that the Beis Yosef said in Kuf Tzadi Tes, that the makom una were meko l'cha'ora, that won't help for a man going to the mikvah. Nonetheless, many kedoshim and tzaddikei oyon go to the mikvah every Shabbos. The concern in the Gemara that I might carry the water for Dalet Amos, right? They quote from the stapler that he didn't want to use a towel when he went to the mikvah because he was nervous that maybe there's still a din of schita that goes into the towel. There's a din of hotza'ah carrying the water. So he said that to go from a Rishos HaYochid to a Rishos HaYochid Darach Karmelis is a shvus to shvus. And since he's going from the mikvah to Davin, it's b'makom mitzvah. So shvus to shvus, b'makom mitzvah is okay. To carry from a Rishos HaRabim to a Karmelis is an Issa D'Rabbanan. To carry Dalet Amos and a Karmelis is an Issa D'Rabbanan. It is Rishos HaYochid to Rishos HaYochid Darach Karmelis. Tosis in Erev and Lamed Gimel, I believe, says it's Aser only Rishos HaYochid Rishos HaYochid Darach Rishos HaRabim. Or Tosis is Aser Midrabbanan. Rishos HaYochid to Rishos HaYochid Darach Karmelis. It could be there's no Isser, or it could be Isser Shvus to Shvus. Shvus to Shvus is mutter b'makom mitzvah. Even mifonim is not a miral on achri. The stapler basically was makel on the shvus to shvus b'makel mitzvah, even though one of them was not a mira l'nachri. I apologize that I can't take questions. We'll move on to Pekuach Nefesh and Yirtzeh Hashem tomorrow. I just wanted to speak a little bit about Shechita, and I apologize that I'm giving a shiur at 12. If you guys want to log on to that shiur about Bishul B'Shabbos, be my guest. But thanks. Have a great Sunday.
Can I ask one quick question?
If it's really quick.
Are lint rollers deraisa on Shabbos?
Is what deraisa?
Lint rollers.
Lip rollers?
Lint rollers.
It's a deraisa l'cha'ira. Again, you're asking, maybe it's not deraisa because there's no mayim, right? It is derech to clean it off. Again, that's the Stephen Rashi, whether you can have an Isser min hatayra of Libun without Mayim. I could hear, it's for sure Aser Midrabanan. I'll say it like that. Right? It's for sure Aser Midrabanan. Okay, Chevra, Shkayach.
Thank you, Abby.